Here's the first phrase that you'll hear. I'm starting off with my first finger on the third string, first fret, then going to my second finger on the third string, second fret, then the second string open. And then I'm grabbing an A major 7 chord. This is my second finger on the fourth string, second fret, my first finger's on the third string, first fret, and my third finger's on the second string, second fret. Once I have that chord, I'll hit 5 and 2 together, then 4, 3, 2, 1. So we have... The next phrase is this. This is my second string open. Then go back to your A major 7 chord, but take your first finger off. This is an A7 chord, which is what we need here. The difference between an A7 chord and an A major 7 chord is that one finger. With the A major 7 chord, our first finger is holding down the third string first fret, and that note is a G sharp. And this is the seventh note from the A major scale. That's why it's called the A major 7. Whereas when we take our first finger off, we have a regular G. This is just called an A7 chord because it uses the seventh note from the A scale, but we flat it. The old name for this chord is also called the dominant 7, but we've dropped the dominant term because it's kind of cumbersome. So we just call it an A7. So the A7 has the first finger off. The A major 7 has the first finger on. You can hear the difference between the two. But nonetheless, we're on the A7 chord here now. After we hit the second string open, go to your A7 chord and give me 5, 3, and 2. While keeping the chord, add your fourth finger to the first string, second fret. We're going to pinch the first and second strings together, then hit the third string by itself. Then take your little finger off and hit the bottom two strings again.